First dates. Sydney had not been on a date in nearly 4 years. She had been in college, and instead of dating, she was studying. She was always busy reading a book or preparing for her next exam. By graduation, she felt like something was missing. Quickly, she realized that the missing something might actually be a someone. So Sydney began going to bars to see if she could meet someone. She didn't have any luck. She went to all of those other places she had seen people fall in love at first sight in the movies, dancing, blind dates, and even to football games. Sydney still hadn't found anyone she could see herself wanting to date. So finally, she found a couple of dating websites and hoped that maybe the internet would connect her to the man of her dreams. Finally, after weeks of waiting, Sydney logged on to one of her dating websites and found that many men had expressed interest in her. She began to click through their profiles. The first, Brad, had too big a nose, and he liked to hunt. "Hunting?" Sydney gasped. She had mentioned on her profile that she was vegetarian and absolutely loved animals. Brad was not going to be a good match. She moved on to the next profile, Justin. Justin was large, very large. He looked like he was at least 1 foot taller than Sydney, and his profile said he was a bodybuilder. His muscles were huge. His best quality was his face. He had green eyes and brown hair and looked very kind. But his interests said he liked bodybuilding and sports, two things Sydney was not into. She liked board games, crafts, and reading. Sydney was very introverted. She wanted a man who would be social with her, but who would also give her time to be alone and enjoy those things she loved. As they say, the third time is a charm. Sydney saw that a man named Ryan had liked her profile, so she began to look at his. He loved puzzles, math, and photography. He was skinny, but looked like he was nearly 6 feet tall. He had brown hair and incredibly straight teeth. They were almost as white as pearls, but not quite. Sydney could not believe that a guy like Ryan would like her profile. She liked his profile as well, and she waited to see if he would message her. She knew that it was okay for a girl to message a guy first, but she had no idea what to say to him. So she waited. Sydney waited what seemed like weeks, but it was only a few days. She had liked his profile on Monday, and it was now Thursday. By Thursday night at 8 o'clock, she had still not received a message from him. So she lay on her couch and began to read a book until she fell asleep late that night, too tired to move to her bed. The next morning, she woke up to her alarm clock at 7 and began to get ready for work. She showered, brushed her teeth, did her hair, and put on makeup and chose an outfit for the day. The library she worked at was her favorite place in the world. She was surrounded by books and people who loved them as much as she did. She couldn't imagine a better career for her. Sydney went to check the time on her phone, but it was dead. She quickly grabbed her cell phone charger and left for work, nearly forgetting a couple of books she had to return before she would receive a fine. She drove to work and ran inside, trying to protect herself from the pouring rain outside. She put her purse and other things under her desk and plugged in her phone. Sydney's day flew by. Because it was summer, the library was filled with kids who were checking out books and participating in activities the library offered to keep kids busy during their vacation from school. By noon, it was time for her to go enjoy her lunch and an hour of quiet. She grabbed her phone and a lunch she had packed and sat down to eat. When she looked at her phone, she noticed she had a message notification from one of her dating profiles. It was Ryan. Ryan wrote, "Hi, I really like your profile. I was wondering if you would like to have dinner tonight and get to know each other better." Sydney was speechless. Yes, she wanted to have dinner. But how should she reply? She had read somewhere that when you respond, you should sound interested, but not too interested. "Why does dating have to be so complicated?" Sydney said to herself. She looked at a clock and realized her break was almost over. She had to reply, and she had to reply quickly. "Hi, Ryan. How about 7 o'clock? Sydney typed, adding, "Where would you like to meet?" She put her phone in her pocket and returned to work, casually checking to see if he replied every few minutes or so. A couple of hours later, he responded. Ryan wrote, "We should meet at Luciano's. Have you been there? They have great pasta and a lot of vegetarian meals, too." Ryan chose one of Sydney's favorite restaurants, and he saw she was vegetarian. "I like him already," Sydney thought. She realized she needed to reply and said, "That sounds great. I actually love Luciano's. See you at 7. After she sent that message, Sydney realized she had no idea what to wear. Usually she could wear whatever she wanted to work. So today she had on jeans and a nice shirt, and her hair was in a bun because she was too lazy to do anything else with it. Sydney decided to leave work an hour early, at 4, so that she could fix her hair and reapply her makeup. She also had to pick out a better outfit because she wanted to impress Ryan. Once Sydney was home, she took a second shower to make sure she would smell good and then blow-dried her hair. "Should I curl my hair or leave it straight?" Sydney talked to herself in the mirror while she continued to dry her long red hair. She decided that she would curl it so that she could impress him. After she finished, she began to apply her makeup and realized it was already 5:45. She only had about 30 minutes left to get ready, so she would arrive at the restaurant on time. Sydney applied a bright red lipstick, foundation, and eyeliner. She double-checked herself in the mirror to make sure everything was perfect, and then headed to her bedroom so she could search for an outfit in her closet. She could wear a dress, but that might seem too fancy. Jeans would seem too casual. Nothing she picked looked right. When she heard her ringtone, Sydney went to check her phone and saw that Ryan had messaged her and said, "See you soon." It was now 6 o'clock, and Sydney did not have much time left. She quickly messaged him back saying, "Can't wait," and returned to her closet. She settled on a black knee-length dress that had sunflowers all over it. She once again checked herself in the mirror and decided everything was perfect. She put on her brown sandals to complete the outfit and grabbed her keys, wallet, and phone, and then left for Luciano's. Sydney decided earlier that if she left at 6:30, she would be at Luciano's before Ryan got there. Sydney ended up being 20 minutes early and ordered herself a drink and waited for Ryan at a table. She was nervously checking her phone, waiting for him, and trying to calm down so she did not sweat off her makeup. Finally, at 6:58, Ryan tapped Sydney on the shoulder. She was so startled that she spilled some of her drink on herself. "Oh, I'm so sorry," Ryan said to Sydney. "It's okay. It won't stain," Sydney said as she began drying her dress with a cloth napkin. "Well, I'm Ryan. It's nice to meet you." "It's nice to meet you too," Sydney responded. "It's quite the first impression we had just now, isn't it?" "Definitely," Ryan said as he sat across from Sydney. As he sat down, Sydney examined Ryan. He looked the same as he did in his pictures. He was wearing a light green button-down shirt with dark jeans. He looked great, Sydney thought. She hoped he would like her too. "So your profile said you like board games," Ryan said. "What are some of your favorites?" "Well, I really like games like Clue and Monopoly, but I also love other games like Risk and Settlers of Catan," Sydney responded. "I played Clue once, and I had a lot of fun." Ryan began to ask Sydney another question, but he was interrupted by the waitress, who had come to give them their menus. "Hi, I'm Claire, and I'll be serving you this evening. What would you like to drink?" "I'll have water, please," Sydney quickly responded. Ryan ordered the same. The waitress gave them their menus and left to get 2 glasses of water. "What are you going to have to eat?" Sydney asked Ryan. "I think I'll have a big bloody steak," Ryan responded. Sydney glared at him, and he could tell she was not happy with the way he described what he was going to order. "I'm sorry. That was a joke. The Alfredo here is incredible, so I think I'm going to have that," Ryan said. "That's okay. Most people make fun of me for being vegetarian, so I have gotten used to it. I think I'm going to have the spaghetti. The sauce is perfect, and I love the breadsticks," Sydney responded, forgetting she was angry with Ryan shortly before. The waitress arrived with drinks, took Ryan's and Sydney's orders, and left. Ryan and Sydney continued to talk. "So, what made you like my profile?" Sydney asked Ryan.
"Well, a lot of girls don't talk to me because I'm kind of quiet. I'm not exactly buff or manly. I'm introverted. I thought maybe I'd have a chance with you because you don't look like most of the girls I have talked to before."
Ryan's response offended Sydney, and he could see it in her eyes as she began to respond to him. "What do you mean I'm different than most girls? I am completely normal, thank you." Sydney crossed her arms and stared at Ryan, waiting for a response.
"I didn't mean it like that," Ryan said. "You're different in a good way. You like the things I like. You looked more down to earth than most of the girls I have met. I didn't think I'd find a girl like you."
"I'm sorry I responded like that," Sydney said. "It's been about 4 years since I've been on a date, so I really don't know how any of this works. I've never known how any of this works." Sydney was ashamed of how she had responded to Ryan. Ryan looked at Sydney and said, "It's okay. I haven't really been on many dates either. Why don't you tell me a little bit more about yourself? Your profile says that you're a librarian. What did you go to college for?"
"Well, I have a major in English and a minor in library sciences. I also got a minor in art, because I really enjoy painting and doing crafts," Sydney responded, calmly this time. She didn't want to offend Ryan again.
"That's cool. I've always liked art, but I am so bad at it," Ryan said.
Sydney liked that he was interested in art. She hadn't met many people who were.
"I could teach you. It could be fun," Sydney responded.
"So what did you go to school for?" she asked him. "I majored in math," Ryan said, noticing that Sydney looked disgusted.
"I'm terrible at math," Sydney said. "I barely pass my math classes."
"Well, I could teach you," Ryan flirted with Sydney.
The waitress arrived with her food, and Ryan and Sydney began to eat. His plate was filled with Alfredo and breadsticks, and hers was the same, but with spaghetti. Sydney ate a forkful of spaghetti and got the sauce all over her face. Sydney was awkward and embarrassed, but Ryan laughed and told her it was okay. After eating a few bites, Sydney was already full, but she made herself finish the plate of food that Ryan was buying her. While she was eating, the waitress returned and asked if they would want dessert. Ryan asked for a dessert menu and continued slurping up Alfredo. Sydney was so full she could barely speak. The waitress again returned to see if Ryan and Sydney would be ordering dessert.
"We will have a brownie sundae to split," Ryan said to the waitress, and then turned to Sydney. "You like brownies, right?" he asked her.
Sydney nodded her head and forced a smile.
"So I know we haven't had the best chance to get to know each other, but I would like to keep talking to you. Could I get your number?"
Ryan asked Sydney. Sydney really liked Ryan. She barely knew him, but she thought he must like her too if he was asking for her phone number. She responded with the 10 digits of her phone number and received his as well. The waitress brought back the dessert Ryan ordered, and Sydney was so full she could barely have a bite. She watched as he ate most of the dessert and tried not to fall asleep. All of the food Sydney ate had made her very tired.
"Is there something wrong? I feel like you're not interested," Ryan said to Sydney.
"No, I'm just so full I can barely eat anymore," she responded to him.
"Do you think we should call it a night?" Ryan asked, sounding sad.
"I think so," Sydney responded.
"Maybe this weekend I could teach you how to paint something?" she asked him. Sydney was surprised. She had never asked a person on a date before.
I would love that, Ryan said, as the waitress placed the check on the table.
Sydney went to pay for her meal, but Ryan would not let her. He walked her to her car and they parted ways. As soon as Sydney was home, she texted Ryan to let him know she had made it and fell asleep. She knew there was something special about him, and she couldn't wait to meet him again.